Hey guys, welcome to episode 8 with John Brashad. This one's really weird and fun. We touch on some weird topics, and John was just like totally game and really hilarious. He's a writer from the Mod Team Beige, which is a sketch team at the UCB Theater. You can catch them on Monday nights. And he's an improviser. And he's on the Lloyd team Apollo, so he's really great, and he's great fun, and I had an awesome time, and yeah, it was really cool, so I hope you guys like it, and enjoy. Why would you die?
Oh, I have a disease where I can only do 4 podcasts in my life.
Oh no!
And this is the fourth.
This is the fourth. What are the other three?
I think I've only done 1 podcast.
Is it Mark's?
And it's Mark's podcast. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't like know about his podcast till after I started mine, and then I had like Lily over, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I did Mark's podcast," and I'm like, "Not that like a podcast at UCB is the most original thing ever," but I was like, man, you've already done a podcast. Like,
think, as long as we don't talk about my college production of Hair, I think we won't touch on this.
Is that all you talked about?
No, I'm trying to think what we talked about. I don't know what we talked about.
Yeah.
It was freewheeling.
Well, that's good.
Let's talk about completely different stuff.
Instead of being freewheeling, let's just be completely interview and like.
Yeah, let's just talk about space travel. I didn't talk about space travel then. I don't know much about space travel.
I was obsessed with Apollo 13 as a kid.
The movie?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
It was. I watched it a million times, then I audio recorded it, and I would play it.
Wait, how? What did you...
Like, I had a karaoke machine.
And you recorded, like, the VHS tape?
Yeah, so, like, the tape was there, and I, like, put the microphone up, and I watched the movie, but I recorded the audio, and then before I went to bed at night, I would listen to it. Like, I could quote every line from that movie.
Okay.
Oh, no, don't do that!
No, I'm testing you right now.
No! You have to have, like, the music cue.
The scene where they come to tell Gary Sinise that something's gone wrong.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know why. That's the scene. I felt like a very adult movie when I saw it. When would that have come out?
I had already moved into my brother's room, and he is 9 years older than me, so it had to be after I was 9. Mm-hmm. That's how I did that math.
Does 94 feel right? I feel
like 94. I mean, just look it up.
Okay. We're just surrounded by magic.
No, but there is, right? are the flowers blooming in Houston, I believe is a line that Tom Hanks says to Gary Sinise about the measles, because remember he gets like, that's why he can't go. Yeah. So there's that.
I guess that was one of the, you know, when you're little and you go to like a lot of, the only type of movies you see in the theaters are kids' movies?
Yeah.
I felt like that was one of the first movies not made for children that I saw in the theaters.
Yeah.
So it felt, I don't know if it's not in the exciting theater. For some reason, a lot of Tom Hanks movies were, because I remember also seeing That Thing You Do, and then the first R-rated movie I saw in the theater was Saving Private Ryan. What were you going to say?
Mine wasn't a Tom Hanks movie, so I don't know why I thought that it was 1995. Very good. Very close. Yeah. That was excellent.
Yeah.
My first like movie that I can remember seeing in the theater and knowing that like I shouldn't be there, my brother took me to see Celebrity.
Oh, is that a Woody Allen movie?
Yeah. It's like black and white. It's like Kenneth Branagh and I think like Leonardo DiCaprio's in it.
Yeah, it's got a ton of people in it.
But it's like adult and inappropriate for a child. And I must have been like 12, which I was a young 12. I just remember like we were at Thanksgiving, and then my brother was like, "Hey, let's go see a movie," and we just. My brother's 9 years older than me,
So I'm just sitting there,
so
like...
So the 21-year-old was like, oh, my 12-year-old sister would love...
yeah, and we're
this
just...
this black and white, and multiple character Woody Allen movie.
I just remember there was something about a blowjob, mm-hmm. and being like, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. Like, that's all I remember about the movie. And I tried to rewatch it, but it's unwatchable. It's
no, I've never seen it. It's not very, very good.
It's not very good.
It is...
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'll really get into this. It'll be...
It's so funny. I remember I used to go to the video store every week and rent movies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom would take me. And they weren't super strict but on movies I could rent, but they were, you know, semi-strict. And I remember I tried to rent something. There were a few times where I tried to rent something. She had just completely forgotten what a movie was. So I tried to rent something, and she's like, no, you can't rent that. And then as a joke, I picked up... the unrated director's cut of Basic Instinct.
Oh, Jesus.
And she just thought it was something else. And she was like, okay. And so I watched that.
She's like, oh, I'm sure it's a military movie.
Something where she was like, no, you cannot rent American Pie.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is fine.
That's really funny. So I was 10 when Apollo 13 came out in 1995. How old are you? You're my age or younger?
I'm a little younger, right?
Than
you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was 95, I would have been 8. Was that summer 85? 95? Summer 95?
I assume it's summer. That seems like a summer blockbuster kind of movie.
Yeah.
I closed out the tab. I'm going to Second City.
Really?
I'm going to
Chicago
next week, and I just bought tickets to Second City. It's fucking expensive! What the fuck?
What are you going down there for? Just for fun?
My roommate. Mm-hmm. I've decided to call Corey, my husband, my roommate now.
Yeah, that makes sense.
My roommate has a conference.
That's either really cute or really sad.
No, he was like, he tried to listen to the most recent podcast. He's like, you mentioned my name like 4 times. I was like, about what? And it wasn't even anything like personal.
Uh-huh.
And the person I had like interviewed, my friend Brian, is obsessed with Corey, like my roommate. But anyway, he's like, I can't listen to it. You talked about me. So I said, fine.
To make him really uncomfortable, I'm just going to take this photo album that looks like it was a wedding gift, and I'm going to describe every picture in it.
That is our guest book.
Was that your wedding guest book?
If you want, you can open up and read aloud what everyone has said.
Let's do that.
Day.
My episode is just me reading guest book entries, and you're, was this a small child? That's cute.
Oh, bad handwriting.
Best wishes, Mazel Tov, Roz and Joel, Etra.
Yep. Etra. You're right with Etra.
That's a fun name.
Yeah.
Jewish?
Corey. Corey is, not me.
I'm guessing from the Mazel Tov.
From the Mazel Tov? Yeah. Well, they are.
Beautiful. I love you guys. Boom. Ryan Ness.
He's actually moving back to the city. I'm really excited about
that. It's very sweet. And then the boom came. A lot of Mazel Tovs.
Yep. That's right. Well, you know.
Yeah.
When you're half. Oh, somebody wrote my full name there.
Hey, wait.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth with a S. It's there.
I love you guys. Thanks for getting married so I could join in on all the fun. Can't wait for the rest. XOXO, Mazel Tov, Sasha.
Sasha.
These pictures are very sweet.
That's really funny.
Is this part of the episode? Are you recording right now?
Yep.
So this is just me describing
that
the
one
guest
is my
book for your wedding.
My sister-in-law likes to draw pictures.
Uh huh.
So she drew pictures.
Oh, that's very sweet.
She's
did she,
by the way,
give Corey a little yarmulke?
It's possible she did. I used to do Christmas cookies. I still do sometimes, but I do gingerbread, like sugar cookies or gingerbread men, and I pipe them so that they're personalized for each person.
Uh-huh.
So like, my dad, I'll like give glasses and like a camera because he always takes pictures. Or my sister-in-law, that, by the way, the one that drew those pictures, that looks like she's like, oh, my husband's, you know, young sister. No, she's in her 30s and a hand surgeon. So like, she's like a real adult that if you had something wrong, you'd go to.
Uh-huh.
But I draw her with like a stethoscope, But I always put a yarmulke on Corey.
I just like that it was a stick figure, so the yarmulke was half of his head.
The yarmulke is a zombie. The yarmulke is
they're cool yarmulkes.
Oh, I thought it was a zombie yarmulke. Way more fun.
Oh my god! Has anyone made a Jewish zombie movie?
No, but we should
make that. That'd be a hit somewhere.
It would be a hit in this house.
There you go.
I know that my roommate really likes zombie stuff.
By the end of the episode, we have to come up with a title for that. For the Jewish zombie movie.
I'm trying to do something off of Schindler's List.
Oh, God.
That's probably bad.
I think if you're dealing with a lot of... I guess if you're dealing with a lot of Jews that have risen from the dead, making it Holocaust-themed... I feel like that's a first idea kind of idea. I think maybe... We should go one step...
You want to go, like Passover, the Red Sea. Does it even
need to be genocide related? How about it's like it just takes place in like a Florida nursing home?
The second podcast that we've talked about genocide on. Ding, ding, ding.
Well, that's how gals gab, right?
That's right.
They gab about.
We talk about genocide.
Girlfriend, what is up with Rwanda?
That's too much. Oh, God. No, you write sketches, right?
I do.
I'm really good at this.
That was a segue. Oh, my.
I don't like writing sketches. Tell me why you like it.
Jeez Louise. Gosh.
By the way, isn't this the sweetest water bottle ever?
That's really cool. What does it say on it?
It says Pure Yoga, because I got it at Pure Yoga. But it's Swell. It's by Swell. Mm. And it keeps your beverages cold for 24 hours.
What?
Yeah. It's amazing. But it doesn't work really well in the fridge. You, like, have to start with a cold beverage. Do you know what I mean? Huh. It's weird. Because I put it in the fridge overnight, and then I was just like,
so
oh.
it cools itself, it keeps it, but it can't cool it, from the outside.
Right, because it keeps the hot air out.
Right.
You know, and it also keeps your hot beverages hot for 12 hours.
It seems like a really lonely bottle.
Swell.
It's a lonely bottle.
Sponsored by Swell.
It won't let anything in. It can only maintain the temperature that's already within itself.
Yeah, I can't really have relationships. I have to, you know, I have this baseline relationship with myself, and I'm really working on that. So
you put cold water in me, I'll keep it cold. If you put me in the fridge, I will just reject everything around me.
So tell me why you like writing sketch. that'll be the question we keep coming back to.
Okay, well, let's see. I like writing.
Mm-hmm.
I like writing comedy.
That's solitary.
Yeah, well, well, that's actually true. I don't think I could ever fully... I've been doing a lot of freelance, and as much as I... You know, I used to work at like a website, and it was a nice job. It was not for me, and I was there for a while, and I was like, okay, I gotta go.
It's funny the way you said work at a website. I just kind of imagined you inside a computer.
I was, you know that, do you know in like 90s websites under construction,
yeah,
that little
the
gif
little
of the shoveling stick, yep, man? That was me.
Yeah.
I was like an editor for like a news site, but like, so I don't miss that job per se. I miss those people; they're very nice. But I miss being in an office environment.
Yeah.
Like I was doing, I was just doing this weird freelancing gig, and at first they were like, "Oh, we'll bring you in to work with some of the other contributors," and mm-hmm. I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was so excited to go to an office
to just be around people.
And they're like, "You know what? You can just work from home." And I was like heartbroken.
Oh no! Yeah. No, I think it makes a difference, and I feel like you get a lot more done when you're around other people that are doing stuff.
Yeah.
Because I could sit around here and I get nothing. I usually get nothing done. And then on those days that I get a little bit done, I'm like, way to go.
Recently, I'm trying to work on like this pilot script.
Is this with Mariola?
Oh, that's a separate thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is just something for me to like have in my packet, and I was and Ben Wehrheit's working on his own pilot, and we decided, mm-hmm. like, and we're in, like, this class of, like, getting stuff done, which is the lamest sonic thing ever, but,
Is that the capes thing?
Yeah, that thing.
I really wanted to take that. I decided, like, I'd wait, and I hope they do it again.
All of my bad school habits are coming back.
Really?
Of just like
procrastinating and stuff?
Just like homework. I just don't, the instant something becomes homework, I don't do it.
Yeah.
But
I was the opposite in school. I really liked homework. I
did really like homework.
I didn't like projects. This is why I have a hard time with like writing full things, like full sketch shows or like really big idea things, because projects are hard for me because I have to like plan out my time and like it takes a while to get to your goal. But like if you were to give me like homework, like do these math problems, get like this, you know, reading done, stuff that like I could check off at the end of an hour, love that stuff, which is why it's really like I have to like break down everything to like the tiniest. I can't just be like, if I were to say like I have to clean my apartment, I would never get it done. But if I'm like, well, first I do this, and then I like first I take, you know,
you have a worksheet and gold star stickers on it. You're
Pretty much. I have to like have boxes to check off.
Yeah, I don't know. I was not a great student.
How is the CAPES class though?
It's fun. I feel bad because I'm not. I would get much more out of it if I put more into it, but it's just my old school habits come back.
Yeah.
So Ben and I were like, we were partnered together for a month, and so we were like, we have to get this stuff done. So he found this like writing space in Manhattan, where it's just
the
writers.
Old island of Manhattan. Yeah,
that one. Should I explain where that is? That's in New York City. No, so
and that is where.
It's in New York State. United States of America.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went to this space, and it's just like a place in Manhattan where writers write, and you like, and we didn't realize.
Is it Starbucks?
No, it was like a
good joke, Liz.
You nailed it. No, it was like a little community thing, and you get like a membership.
Yeah.
We didn't realize, we were just online looking for writer spaces. We didn't realize we actually had like. We were signing up for, it was like free. We didn't realize we were signing up for like a trial day.
Yeah.
So we had to go for a tour first.
Okay.
And then once we were done the tour, we were in the room and I couldn't, I got some stuff done, but I was so distracted by how funny the place was.
Yeah.
And just how interesting all the people were.
Yeah.
So no, I get much more done.
Well,
in my bedroom.
I get
much more done in my bedroom. Ladies,
I let that one go, and I really
like scripts being written.
I was doing the artist way, like the morning pages thing, for a while, and I was doing it in my apartment most days, and then I went to Starbucks to do it, and it took me like three times as long to do three pages. Like I was just all over the place, and then I would like think of something funny and like tweet it, and then be like, did anybody like that? Like, no, okay.
That is a hole. The social media hole.
Oh, yeah.
My entire self-confidence is built up on Tumblr likes.
I'll make sure to like your
please,
stuff.
Please do.
Because I do like your
stuff. I'll be on the ledge somewhere, and I'll be like, oh, she really liked that YouTube video I posted. I'll save this.
That's really funny. No, I don't have a presence online. Uh-huh. Like I stayed away from Facebook. So like I had a Facebook account from when I could have a Facebook account.
Right.
So I've been on Facebook for that whole time. I never quit or anything. I don't think so. I don't think I did. But I've been on it the whole time, and I'll post like pictures and stuff, but I never, and in the beginning I interacted because it was cool. It was like new and fun. And then just, it felt like an onslaught of shit coming at you. Like now you have Facebook and you also have Twitter and you also have this, and it's just like too much and I can't handle it. So now that I have this podcast or stuff that I need to like, you know, promote and like, hey, this is going on, I feel almost like embarrassed about doing it. Like I'm just like, oh, here, I just take it. I don't know. And I don't get a lot of like response back because I wasn't responding to people's shit. Like I would read their shit and just be like, if there was a baby photo, I'd throw a like at it. You know, yes. I'm not black-hearted.
You're not soulless.
Yeah, but that's all of Facebook is just me being like, oh, that is a cute baby.
I'm torn. There are parts that I love. Like I run all the like social media stuff for like Beige, which is why You know, whenever Beige posts a poster,
Mod teams are, for people that don't know, are sketch teams, writers and actors at UCB. They perform on Mondays, Mod Night. So go see Beige.
Yeah. When's this going up?
Not for like 5 weeks.
Okay. So come see our, oh my God, I hope we still exist. Shakeups are coming up.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was told by one of my friends that I, like, assume people know certain things, and so I've got to, like, be better at that.
It is, my young cousin, he's not that young, compared to me, he's 18.
That's really fucking young.
Yeah, it is. Like, but he's legally an adult.
Sure.
But yeah, he was visiting New York for the first time. He was actually in New Jersey, and he's like, hey, can I come up for a day? And so he visited... And we were, I had to film something for the next Beige show. And he was standing around, and at one point, like, I'm having conversations with people about, like throwing on Harold and Lloyd and all these teams. And then I turned around, I'm like, oh, I have to explain this. And I started to explain it, and I could just see his eyes just glaze over. At a certain point, like, when I'm at a point where I'm like, so then they opened a new theater, and they wanted to create new improv teams, and they wanted to name the way that connected to Harold, the way Maude connected with the, like, do you know the 1970s movie Harold and Maude? Oh, you don't? That's okay. So they came up with Lloyd, because that's like a silent film actor, Harold Lloyd. Do you know him at all? He's like safety's last, hanging from the clock. You just see him getting more and more bored. God.
No, when I started taking classes at UCB, my whole family came to my 101 show. Mm-hmm. And so we're all in my apartment, and I leave before everybody else, and my mom's like, are you nervous? Do you have all your lines memorized? And I'm just like, I've told you what this is, like, a few times, like, several times. You know, we've had this conversation. I've been in class for 8 weeks.
My dad came to my 501 grad show, and I was like, my first 501 grad show. And I said, what do you think? And he went, it was fine. It was not the best thing you've ever written. And I was like, what do you, you just sat through that. What do you mean? And he was like, well, no, I mean, yeah, obviously some of it's improvised. No. But you come up with the premises beforehand. And I was like, do you think we're just trying to put one over on the audience?
Yeah, that's awful. And even like I don't know. I assume other groups do this, but I've never been in a group where someone was like, I'll be the one that asked for the suggestion. Like, not even that. Like, everything is, I've never, like, everything from, like, the minute you come out. So, that just cracks me up.
I just did that, well, my parents actually, they've come to every Beige show.
Oh, are you from New Jersey?
New Jersey, yeah.
Okay.
So, and then they
Well, you went to Rutgers.
I did.
Yes? Okay. Yeah. I have that right. Good.
And then they came to the second Apollo show, which is my Lloyd team, which is Lloyd a UCB team. Improv team.
It's a house team at the UCB East.
UCB East, yeah, the Beast. And they came and they sat in the first row and totally. And well, beforehand, we were like, who's going to take the suggestion? And I had mentioned that my parents were there. And they're like, oh, John, do it. So I walked up and I noticed they were like literally in the front row, which is just 2 feet in front of you.
Right.
And it threw me, and I went, because right beforehand, right before we went out, Sal, who'd been on the Lloyd team before, was like, ask everyone how they are. Like, be like, how are you all doing? Because it gets everyone's attention instantly on you, because they have to respond. So I was like, so I walked up and I saw them and I went, hey, how's every bun doing? And I just combined buddy and one. And then that really threw me off. And I turned around and looked at the group and went, did I just say every bun? And then I realized that no one in the audience probably heard me say every bun. So then I was even more thrown off. And then I asked for a suggestion. And I heard, you know, a mass of things. And the only one I heard clearly was just penis.
Oh my God, that's what I think every time someone says, can you have, and I ask for a suggestion, I'm like, don't say penis.
You have to fight yourself
not
to say it?
I really do. Like, I'm pretty sure other people have this problem too, because the word peanuts has come up a lot, and I feel like that's what people say.
Making a left turn midway through the word?
I do. Mainly because that is what I would do. Like, because in my brain, I'm like, penis, no, peanuts, okay. Then I'm just like, circus!
Well, the weird thing is normally when you hear penis or like something like that, it's usually like a drunk, confident, fratty voice.
Yeah.
Like kind of just like penis, or just titties, man, do titties. But it was not that at all. It was this like, very polite
penis.
It was that. And I looked down, and it was just this very...
It was your mom?
No, it was a girl sitting right next to my mom. And it was this, like, shy, kind of pretty, mousy-looking girl who just very politely was just like, penis. And it was so weird.
So is that what you...
No.
Oh.
I'm not doing a penis show for my parents. So I just, like, gestured towards a middle... Gestured towards a random area of the audience and go, I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah.
And then someone said sideburns because I'm in a group with Sydney Hollis.
Oh, nice. That's really funny. No, I went to Harold Night the other night, and it was I forget which group it was, but they did an entire show. They did like a living room opening, and then the show was just about shitting. Because everything they talked about was shitting. And I'm like, that is the problem with the living room opening. Because you're like, oh, I have a story about that time that I shit. And then the next person's like, oh, but my story about the time I shit. So it's just like, they told five stories about shitting in like
They didn't break away from it enough?
Well, one person tried to break away and was like, oh, well,
They're like, in
my dorm, you know, sign language, something like that. And then the next person is like, oh, but the time that I shit. Like, they were just like, no, I have to get in this story. I have to tell. And I get that. Like, you want to, like, kind of
want... Does everyone have a good shitting story?
I feel like I wouldn't want to share my... I have two really funny ones. The one I'm not sure which one is worse. I'm not going to share either.
You know what? I don't need my episode of your podcast to be a
shitting. No, that's unnecessary. But I have a funny one I'll tell about a friend. This is not about me. This is not me couching it in somebody else. But
yeah, your friend. Guys, Liz just winked at me so hard. My friend. You can't see the giant air quotes she's doing.
No, but this is a story. So, you know how when you would talk about drugs in school, they would like, well, someone I know, you know how you're supposed to say that? So there's this person that I know, and this person really had an attack of violent diarrhea while they were driving. And so they pulled over to the side of the road, ran into the first, like, establishment that they could find, which was like this really small shop, and was like, I really need to use your bathroom. Which, first of all, is excellent. Like,
yeah.
I would love to be the person behind the desk who's just like,
I feel like if you just work at like, I feel like that happens sometimes.
Yeah. And then, so she runs in, they run in. I really hope the person that I'm telling this about listens to this. This would be excellent. Runs in, and it's, and they are in such a rush that they run into the bathroom, and it's one of the lights with like the chain that you pull down.
They yank it off.
They yanked the whole thing.
Oh no. And they're like, oh, I have to tell someone, but I really gotta poop first.
I really, that's my favorite one.
Nothing like those good, embarrassed, pitch dark poops.
I have one more.
Please.
This one's better. This one is a story about my friend Carl, and I'm going to
say his name.
Because he's said so much terrible shit. I'm not going to say his last name, but it's Carl. It's his first name with a K. You can check my Facebook for
Carl
my friends.
Carl Urban.
So he was at a party with his friends, and this was in college. And he was like, hey, guys. And he was, like, a bigger... Like, he's not a fat guy. Although we did call him Fat Carl for, like, anytime he got into one of those, like, probably, you know, emotional times where he was eating more. But whatever.
That's nice. Good friends.
Like, looking back on it, that's definitely what it was. But so he goes to a party, and then he realized, like, oh, man, I really got a shit. So he was at, like, far away from his dorm. So he was like... To his friend, he's like, hey, can I borrow the keys to your dorm and just shit in your dorm? He's like, yeah, here you go. So he gives him the keys, and he gets, like, most of the way to the dorm. And he's in, like, the nice, the nice quad like area. Uh-huh. And then he's like, I can't make it. I just have to shit right here. So he squats down and goes to shit in the quad. By the way, mom, hey. and halfway through shitting, he gets interrupted by someone is like walking by. So he goes to pull up his pants while shitting, which is just a terrible idea, right?
Oh, but he cut it off.
not well enough, because then he goes to his friend's dorm, finishes the shit, and then it's like, well, I have to wash my pants. So he puts all of his clothes in the laundry. Or, like, just his bottoms down, I imagine. And the laundry, and goes into his friend's dorm. And his friend is, like, a skinny guy. Uh-huh. So he just grabs his friend's, like, boxers and jeans. And then he goes back to the party with his friend's jeans just, like, unbuttoned all the way. Because he can't really wear them. And they're just like, what happened? And he tells the story. They're like, why are you here? Why are you back at your dorm? Why didn't you, like, fix this problem? This is unacceptable. But that's one of my favorite stories.
Carl, I feel you, buddy, whoever you are.
Carl.
Hey, man, great. You just want to party.
The other story about Carl, well, I don't know why I'm telling all the stories. Mm-hmm. So you should tell some stories. But he told my roommate that he wanted to get him high and laid before we got married. At the bachelor party.
Oh, you're talking about your husband again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So so that's why I can say all this shit about Carl, because he's said he's been kind of a dick to me over the years.
Well, I don't know.
That's just one example. Well, when you consider that neither me nor my roommate have been high ever.
Oh.
That's why it's like.
What is your audience base? Before we're going to start talking about drugs, how many people listen to your show?
How many people? I've had like 200 downloads.
I've never been high either.
So that's a big number. Good job, yep. Liz.
It's big enough.
No, I think Mariola has the most downloads as of now, but she also was the first one. So okay. It's like accumulation. Plus, she's excellent.
She's lovely, yeah.
She's the best. So tell me some stories now that I've told you all of mine. What's your shitting story or drug story?
A good drug story.
Have you done all the drugs?
Everyone.
Have you done all?
I haven't done that many drugs. It's going to sound like I'm a huge.
No, I just never. I'm too afraid of getting caught doing a bad thing.
Doing a bad thing?
I was always a goody two shoes. Can you tell?
Yeah, I don't know. I had fun. I had fun in college. I enjoyed myself.
I sponsored the stay in and watch movies and eat popcorn nights.
Nice.
Yeah.
Why do the same thing? Wow.
Laughing. No. I don't know. Did your school have like a big party culture?
Rutgers. Man, well, my theater group, we went crazy.
We went crazy.
We partied so hard, man. We had some great parties. They probably felt great. I mean, they were really fun, but they probably felt even better. Because it was like one of those times where it's like, man, in this group of people, I'm cool.
The best parties that I went to were not the, like, rugby parties, because those were just a disaster, and they were outside, and they were awful, but it was the band parties. Because I didn't do anything on stage besides play the French horn until I got into UCB stage.
That's like when I was the only time in my life when two, like, women have actively kind of fought over me. Was when I was 15 and went to performing arts camp and was like one of eight straight dudes.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. And of those eight, like four were definitely not straight.
Yeah, four were straight in quotes.
Yeah. Oh, that's really funny. No, yeah, I went to orchestra camp. Just straight up French horn camp. So it was only French horn, and it was like ages 11 to like unlimited, so we were there with, like, the, like, super old people, too.
Oh, that's fun.
It was fun. No, there were, like, four teenagers, and then the rest were adults. It was really fucking weird. And it was out in the woods.
I can imagine that. Oh, God. That sounds less and less fun and more and more uncomfortable.
That was my first getting drunk experience, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
My, when I went to, I guess I was in eighth grade and I was going to go to, I was about to go to high school. Was it, or was I about to, but anyway, like this summer before I went to high school, I found all my dad's beer and I was like, oh man, I'm going to high school. I have to learn to drink beer.
Oh no.
So one day I got, and it was like, basically, they only brought them out for, like, when they had friends over. So it was just, like, warm beer in, like, in the pantry.
Oh,
and
no.
I found the box. So I just took up, took a Coors Light, hot Coors Light up to my room and tried sipping it. And, I don't know, probably pretended to have conversations while I was doing it.
Now
I'm great at it. I'm really good at it.
I'm still not good at drinking. I drink so infrequently that, like, I have one beer and I'm like, oh, God, no, people can tell. Yeah, I'm drunk and I'm totally goofy. So then I was like, so I've had a beer and I'm drunk. Like, that's how I start my conversations, which is like, then I seem like I'm like the college girl that's like, I had a beer and I'm drunk. But it's more like, I'm almost 30, and like I just need to, like, guys, I can't handle this. So please know that this is not my normal personality. This is not how I'm acting. It's awful.
I don't know. I like beer. I like drink. I like drinking.
I like the idea that you felt like you had to prepare for high
school.
And
to get ready. Well, you know, I wanted to be super cool. To be super cool.
Well, I thought you had...
And I did it, guys. I was so cool in high school. I was class... I want everyone to know this. I was class vice president
all four years. That's unprecedented.
Yeah.
Why'd you never strive for president?
Because it was actual work.
Well, you have to do the reunions if you're president.
Oh yeah, well, I didn't want to do that. I worked on the homecoming floats. That's what I did.
Ooh.
A lot. I planned those, and yeah, there was, you know, there's the big parade, and then there was a performance.
What part of Jersey are you from?
Mercer County. I grew up in between Princeton and Trenton.
I'm going to Morristown.
Okay.
On Saturday. That's tomorrow.
For what?
A wedding.
Oh, fun.
Congratulations, John and Ashley. You'll be married by the time this comes out.
Unless something terrible happens.
Oh, wow.
Guys, I'm just being honest.
Well,
the honeymoon could go really terribly. You said it's 5 weeks?
I figure they have to at least have... Like, if it's the day before the wedding, right?
Right.
You're not going to not get married. Like, all those things about people, like... canceling the wedding like the day of or not showing up to their wedding, that's total bullshit. Like, you, once you've gotten to
it, happens somewhere, I'm sure.
I just think that's just a thing that happens on TV, because I think at that point you'd rather, like, walk down the aisle and just, like, let everybody have a party and just, like, we've already paid for everything. Because at that point, everything's paid for. You can't, like, go back on anything, so you might as well have a nice party.
Well, no, I mean, you've only been married once. I've been married 4 times.
Okay, tell me how it is. No, but, like, I can't...
That's not true, anyone who doesn't know me. I've never been married.
And I have been married, like, at least 3 times.
Right. No. I didn't presume. You could have been married.
I could have. But, no, I you know how... Are any of your friends married? You're young. And in the comedy community in New York City, so that's not, like, the most married.
No, well, like, Beige is a very married team.
That's awesome.
It's an incredibly married team. I'm also the youngest person there.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, like, Christy's married, Zach's married with a lovely daughter.
Ooh.
She started existing last year. That's how I call being born.
Being born?
Began existing.
What does his wife do?
Vicky, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Well, she's not in the comedy or anything. Yeah. So that's what, like, I don't know. I don't know when I'd make that decision, but like, mm-hmm. it's not, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
I don't know why we started. I felt like,
let's talk about this, Liz. You having kids anytime soon?
No. No, but like,
we're just gabbing like gals.
Do you want to have kids?
Pregnant. Oh, eventually. Yeah. Oh, I'd love to have kids.
Is that
yeah.
like, are you, yeah. So you like children and can imagine that.
Yes, I can imagine it. I can't imagine it anytime soon.
Well, it's just like, that's a really, that's men that are that like have made that decision and know that's what they want are kind of really nice.
Like, oh, is that true? Is that all?
I think that's true. Cause like, I feel like a lot of guys like aren't like, can't even just picture that. Do you have siblings?
I do.
I think it has something to do with like, liking your family.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
I really do. I think
they're
like
they're okay.
But like I like my siblings. I liked growing up. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah, I had a lovely childhood.
Yeah. And I think like yeah, so I just think that has something to do with it. Like you can imagine it and you want it for your own. Like, it's weird to, like, create your own family.
Yeah.
Right?
It is. It's very weird to... And then at some point, you're a grandparent, and there's a whole... Like, I went to... in December, I went to my grandparents' 65th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations!
Yeah, I worked so hard. Thanks. It was a long flight.
Let's send out a dedication.
Oh, Barbara and Malcolm.
Are they the congrats, guys. Brashads, or are they a different...
They're big podcast fans, so... Listen to them all. No, they're on the other side. They're Wins.
They're Wins. W-Y-N-N, like Steve Wynn?
Yes. They're not really.
Okay.
We don't have a ton of casino money lying around.
I was going to say, I really enjoyed, like, going to the Wynn Casino and eating.
I'll pass it along to Uncle Steve.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. they have vegan menus there. Mm. When I was vegan, I'm not vegan anymore, but when I was vegan, they had a vegan menu there, and I was like, this rules.
Wynn's actually my middle name.
Is it?
Yep.
If you want to be really special, you can go by J. Wynn Brashad.
I can. I was actually bummed out when I was younger because J is such a good first initial.
Yeah.
But W is a shitty initial. Yeah. So I wanted to be like J.B. Brashad would have been great.
Yeah, like J. Yeah, T. Yeah, yeah.
But J.W., there's just so many syllables.
Yeah, and plus D.W. from Arthur really, you know, she really took
who is that
home.
The bunny?
D.W. is the little sister.
Ah, okay. That bitch.
Yeah, that bitch.
No, D-W. Yeah. Both my brother and I, our middle names are Wynn.
Both
which is
of
just,
your...
Well, it's just...
You're like, well, if one dies...
Well, my mom kept her name. My mom's kept her name, yeah. And she... and then I think they didn't want to do a hyphenate.
Yeah.
So they're like... So they just decided, fuck it, we'll make Wynn the middle name.
That's interesting.
So I have no, like, second... Although, what if I just started going by Wynn? It's not really a first name. Could I just... Hey, I'm Wynn.
Hey, I'm Wynn.
That's weird.
You'd have to, like, start wearing paisley.
Is that a paisley name? I did used to when I was little... when I was in high school and a dick. I used to, like, not sincerely, but semi-ironically be like, well, you know what? Winning's my middle name. Because it's
that's awesome.
Closer than most people.
In high school, I tried to go by every name that wasn't that I could fit into like my
Elizabeth has a lot.
So not only I went did Elizabeth and my middle name was Allison. Uh-huh. So I went by Allie and all that shit. And then like
Liz,
I did
Lizzie,
Liz, Lisa, because I have, okay, I have, yeah. I never did Betty, but Lisa, because it's with an S, so I did Lisa, and then I did,
Liza, Beth.
I did, nope, never did Beth, I did Elisa, and I did,
that's a fun one,
my favorite one, Elisa, I did at basketball camp, which, by the way, newsflash, terrible time to change your name. Because if someone's yelling at you and they're going to throw something at you, you wanted to be the name that you, like, turned towards.
Did you just spend a summer having basketballs hit you in the back of the head?
Yes. No, people never passed to me.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew we were saved.
But what happened is that was, like, I feel like that was, like, eighth grade. And then I went to high school at a town that was, like, a feeder school. So it was at my town didn't have a high school. So it was, like, this this big high school with a whole bunch of towns that went there. And one of the girls that knew me as Alisa, or like several of the girls, were now in my class with me. And when attendance came around, they're like, Elizabeth, I go by Liz. They'd just be like, what?
You lied you to are, us.
You're insane. Your name is Alisa. And I'm like, no, it really never was.
I was supposed to be an Elizabeth.
Were you?
My mom really wanted an Elizabeth. Oh, she had two chances and neither one worked. Bad. Two boys.
I have a brother named John. Are you Jonathan or just John?
Jonathan. That's why I'm J-O-N.
Yes, I have a brother, Jonathan, that goes by John. Name. It is. What's your brother's name?
Benjamin.
Oh, so that's Jonathan a good name. And Benjamin.
They kind of mix together.
I like
Benjamin. So now it's John and Ben.
I like Benjamin a lot. I thought of that as like a baby name. Mm-hmm. Am I PMSing or something? I'm like, I thought of that as a baby name.
Guys, I should point out that Liz is just dipping pickles in ice cream.
She's crying. I'm crying and I'm wearing a house coat. No, I thought of that as a baby name. But my sister-in-law's, first of all, everybody has named their kid Benjamin recently. Because it's like when you buy a car and then you see that car around all the time. Right. So like you think of a name and you're like, I really like that name. And then you meet.
Is that hot right now? Is Benjamin hot?
Benjamin's hot right now. Because what Giselle and Tom Brady named their kid Benjamin.
Oh.
Which is upsetting. And then, so my girlfriend's, this is like sounds so, you know, but whatever. A bunch of people named. But my sister-in-law, so my brother's wife, her sister named her little boy Ben, Benjamin. So now my niece has a cousin named Benjamin.
If we and were to a name, brother?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just, yeah. I fucked up. No. Just she has a cousin. So now my niece has a cousin named Benjamin. So if we named, like, it's not like I see Ben very often.
Yeah.
But if we named our kid Ben,
uh-huh.
Now my niece has two cousins named Benjamin.
Uh-huh.
So you can't really, like, that's a little.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, when, Ben L or Ben W? There it is again.
When I was in college, I had a roommate named Sam and a girlfriend named Samantha who went by Sam.
Oof.
So there were a lot of weird conversations when I'd be talking
Sam
to
people. Sam and
Sam? Well, when I'd be talking to people who only knew one of them.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, man, Sam and I woke up so late today. And they'd just be like, oh, okay, cool.
You're like, yeah, you and your roommate are real close.
We're real tight.
I had my roommate, his brother was engaged to a girl. So my roommate's name is Corey. Corey Lorinsky. Yeah. My name is Elizabeth.
So Lorinsky. Weird that you and your roommate have the same last name. What's up with that?
So weird. And Corey's brother dated a girl named Corey, but her name was Corey Beth. So
what?
Yeah, if they had actually gotten married, which they didn't, it would have been Corey Beth Lorinsky, and I'm Elizabeth Lorinsky, and he's Corey Lorinsky.
And he could have said, "I'm hanging out with Corey Beth and Corey Beth." Yep, and then the world would have imploded. Yep. So good thing they broke up.
So good thing they broke up.
Yeah.
Now he's got a living. Now he's got a beautiful, lovely woman in his life.
What's her name?
Her name is Jen. Oh, I forgot for a second.
Stupid. Not funny at all.
Yeah.
Nothing funny about that.
Nope.
Get out of here, Jen.
But they've got a baby named Annabelle.
Oh, that's a cute name.
Yeah, that is cute.
So that's why I like writing sketches.
Glad you like our sketches. Let's just have a minute. No, I really hate sketch writing. I don't think I'm bad at it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I'm good. I'm definitely not good at it.
Oh.
And no, it's not like a sad thing. It's just something that happened.
Why are you crying right now?
But it's just, I don't find it fun, I think, is my problem.
Huh. Well,
it's so repetitive.
Well, I mean, there is that. There is, like, that's why I think that is why you see a lot of college sketch groups towards the, you know, end of a school year. We'll start doing these very meta sketches. Mm-hmm. And it's because they've gotten sick of the formula.
Yeah.
I mean, because there is, you know, heightening, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But, and so I think they're just not you're not versed enough to know how to break out of that formula in ways that you can manipulate the typical sketch structure. I mean, it's fun to like to say that it's repetitive to be, because if you really think about it, like I can, we're talking about Maude monthly. I will have, how many people does Chelsea hold? I should know this.
I don't know.
Monthly, I'll have a...
400, 300
That seems high. That seems... Monthly, I will get to... There'll be a full theater of people.
Yeah.
And I can literally do anything I want.
Yeah.
If I sit down one day, later day, and I'm just like, oh, I like cowboys today. Well, then, fuck it. I can make the cast of Beige a bunch of cowboys. And then if I'm like, well, you know... let's go to space. I can do that. I don't know why I'm just doing weird 1950s film genres, but
space
like
space cowboys.
I can do. So it is repetitive in the way that, you know, sketches do seem to heighten the same way.
Yeah.
But I mean, all storytelling is, you know, if you look at like Joseph Campbell, Hero with a Thousand Faces, everything is the same in a way. You know, we have things that we, as you know, Western society appreciate and respond to the same way we respond to a sketch that builds in a certain way, has a release, has a return.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way we respond to stories that have the same way. You have a hero, he finds out about a quest, he rejects returns to it, blah, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So really all storytelling is repetitive if you look at it that way.
Right. I agree.
Why I like to
sketch. Is sketch like your favorite way to write, or do you have other, like...
It's what I've done the most.
Yeah.
I was writing terrible sketches in high school. so I've been doing it years. And then, so it is, it's what I'm best at, because I've just done it.
Yeah.
But, I love narratives, and I love serialization, so I love TV.
Yeah.
But I've just, you know...
Me too.
I'm not on any TV writing staff, so I don't have experience doing it.
So when you, like, think about your future goals, are they performance-oriented or writing-oriented or both?
I really do love performing. Like, being on Apollo is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. But at the same time, it's funny. I did like at some point be like, you know, well, you could be a writer. I could be a writer, but it's very unlikely that I'm going to be a, you know, leading man in a movie.
I don't know. You do have that quality.
Do I? Guys, if you don't know me and you're listening to this, I am fucking hot. I am so hot.
You're not allowed to say that, because it's not like you are attractive.
Am I not unattractive enough to make jokes about that?
Yeah, you can't do that. That's
Well, thank you, Liz. It made me feel better if I say that. I was real goofy looking in growing up.
I think I'm
in a middle ground of not interesting enough looking either way
to be a successful actor. I have that problem where I'm not skinny enough to be the blonde, but I am blonde, because that's like,
what's that, the 30, fucking, that like, 30 Rock joke?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm at the like, I'm not skinny enough to be on TV, but I'm not fat enough to be on TV. It's just like, oh boy, but that's okay. I'll just keep juicing. I really did have kale juice this morning.
How was it?
It was actually pretty good. I made it myself.
I'm supposed to do a juice cleanse as a dare, and I haven't done it.
Oh.
During that snowstorm a few months ago.
Who dared you?
We were all just, my roommate and my friend, Nadia. My husband. We were stuck in, we were snowed in, and for some reason we started talking about a juice cleanse. And I was like, I could do it. I was drunk. I was like, I'll fucking do it. I'll do it for 3 weeks. Oh, and I just started yelling the juices loose while we made a snowman drink. So apparently there is an outstanding dare that if I can do a juice cleanse for a week.
Juices are fucking expensive, though.
Yeah, but I'll make $20 for the dare, so.
Well, I would be like, listen, I'll do the dare, but you have to cover the cost. I bought a juicer.
Really?
Yeah, it's in there.
Should we juice later?
I already juiced today.
Oh, okay.
But I juiced kale, green apples, and a lemon.
I need to juice. There was a horrible vine when Beige went on a trip, and for some reason James had just grabbed a bunch of stuff because we had gone to buy a bunch of like food and drinks and stuff, and we left them at the training center, and James McCarthy had grabbed a bunch, and for some reason he grabbed like 100 UCB fake tattoos just that they have in a pile at the training center.
And fake tattoos.
I love them. But this was Avery Monson had the idea of tattooing them on as kind of like a
sexy hip tattoo.
And then he made a vine of everyone pulling up their shirts, and it's just like zoomed in on people's bellies as they pull up their shirts. And I realized watching that vine that everyone in that group is fucking fit. And it's just like everyone's pulling up their shirt, and then it comes to me, and it's just like this ripple.
Oh, no, that's not true either. Like, that's just not true.
I am skinny, but I'm not. There's no tightness. No tightness here.
I think my favorite thing that's happened recently was when, did you go to the like, right before Herald auditions, there was like the summit?
Yeah, the Q&A, yeah.
When Don Finelli was like,
oh, what do you do to relax or no, something? No,
he said, they're like, you shouldn't like just go to, I'm doing my Don Finelli voice.
That's great.
You shouldn't just, thank you.
Coach of Apollo.
Really?
Yeah, great.
That's
coach.
That's awesome. He's like, you shouldn't be doing improv when you're like, when you're tired. He's like, it's like, you want to give it your all. Like, you don't want to just be on a bunch of teams. He's like, you know, it's like you don't go to the gym when you're tired.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
everybody's
the
just
whole
like,
theater was like, I guess not.
Oh boy, you misjudged your audience there.
But no, Beige is all married and super fit.
Oh,
like James used to be a big track and field, track and cross country guy.
Yeah.
Christy is obsessed with working out. I don't know if she's upset, but like she's she's big in her regimen. She has a personal trainer.
I had a personal trainer before I got married, and then after I got married, and then she had a baby. And we still hang out. She's in the neighborhood. Yeah, I really like her.
Let's call her over.
Okay.
Bye. She's acting juice.
Juice
is loose.
I ran into her. I was going to the dry cleaner, and there's this like little restaurant next to the dry cleaners that has like an outdoor cafe. And I thought I heard somebody yell my name, but I was like, I'm just being obsessed with myself. Clearly not my name. So I went into the dry cleaner, did my thing, came out, and I saw her and her little boy having breakfast. And so I sat down and just had coffee with them for like an hour. It was excellent. She's a great friend. I'm telling you, the thing about a personal trainer is you don't just get a personal trainer, you get a friend. Because there's no one else, none of my friends that I'm not married to do I see on a regular enough basis where we're just talking for an hour. And in between, you know, sets and stuff.
I need a friend who yells at me on 3 days a week.
Well, I would see her twice a week. And we'd hang out, and we'd tell each other all our problems. It was like it was awesome.
I joined a gym. I've since left it because I never had time to go. But I joined a gym, and I was like, okay, because I had seen some. I think I did like an indie cage match, and like the pictures came out, and I was like, oh Jesus Christ. So I went to. Because I actually did. I used to be in good shape. Like I played football
in
high school.
You're not in bad shape.
No, I'm not.
Well, go ahead.
I used to be like actually in good shape. Yeah. Like not just at an even keel.
I'll tell you what. I find a man who works out his chest. Who like does push ups or you know bench press or whatever boys do to get that happen.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's not happening here.
Because you know what happens is if you like, I don't know. I think it's good looking. I think it's attractive. My roommate looks like that.
All right, I'm rejoining the gym.
But you can get it done at home with just some push-ups.
Yeah.
I'm telling you have to do that. I think you're a good-looking guy. I also think you're a catch. I'm surprised you're not dating. Are you dating someone? Did I not know that?
Not seriously. No.
Would you like to apologize to the person you're dating?
No, no. I went on like a first date last week, and it's just so it's ridiculous. Like,
you're like, we are together.
That's really, we're married.
Well, yeah.
We got married. We got sushi.
You went on like a real date. You went on sushi. You went to sushi.
Yeah. Well, I had to.
I want to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, now let's see. I broke up with my ex girlfriend a ways back.
Yeah, you haven't since I've known you, which isn't long.
Yeah, I've been single.
Yeah.
But I was dating her for a while.
Mm-hmm. Did you think she was the one? Were you gonna get married?
No.
No.
No, no, that sounds terrible. No, we did for 2.5 years, but it was like...
You were just like,
No, it was a wonderful... She's great. She,
Do you still like her? Do you still... I mean, not like, but like her.
I'm deeply in love with her.
Are you still friends?
She lived in New Jersey. I actually met her during college. And we started dating after college, and so it was kind of a thing like, are we going to be able to do this? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, we might as well do it. We might as well try it. But I think part of it was, by the end, the not being able to see each other that much was becoming a drain.
You have to see each other every 2 weeks.
It was the kind of thing where it was like, oh, okay, we'll see each other on average a weekend a month.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like...
That's not enough.
It felt a bit like I had... It felt a bit like I was seeing someone... I felt a bit like I had, like, a fake girlfriend. Like, I'd be talking about her, and people would be like, oh, yeah, your girlfriend we've never seen.
Yeah, yeah. So what was, like, when you take... How did you meet this person that you took out on a date recently?
Oh, I'm not talking about...
Yes, you have
Absolutely
to.
Not, no!
Okay, here's my question. Did you meet them online or through regular?
Oh, well, all the people who aren't married on Beige, a lot of the guys did OkCupid and were super successful with it.
Okay, that was my question because I'm interested in people that find love online.
Like,
I'm not saying that you are
I have not
done anything or dated anyone or done anything at all.
I have not. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna feel real stupid if I'm wrong, but like Avery's girlfriend, who's just the best. I think they've been dating for like 9 months now. They met on OkCupid.
Yeah, I just found out that a girlfriend of mine and her boyfriend met on OkCupid.
Oh, I made the account and then I was messaging a few girls and then I was like, I don't know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't meet them in person. It felt weird.
Yeah.
And they seemed super nice.
Yeah. That is, it's a weird, like, kind of contrived situation.
It is, but at the same time, I am a disaster at asking girls out.
Well, I feel like that's, like, really asking someone out, especially when you're, like, around so many people that are all friends and all, like, when does going to grab food, not just grabbing food, but, like...
Yeah.
Going on a date, you know, like I feel like that's the really hard part. And then, you know, there's other stuff too.
I'm the worst at making everything a first. You know what I'm the worst at? I'm the worst at asking a girl to dance.
Aww.
I can't do it. I have had two instances in the past
really
few weeks.
Sweet.
No, I'm terrible. And I was thinking about it. So I've had two instances in the past few weeks where, like, I've been out at, like, a dance play, at, like, either at a party where everyone's dancing, or recently when Beige went to Austin, we ended up at a honky-tonk.
Oh, that sounds like a really good time.
Great. But everyone was such a good dancer.
Yeah.
And there was a bachelorette party who kept looking over at us because we had, you know, clearly a few unattached guys. And Langan was like, go ask that girl out.
Yeah.
Go ask her to dance. She's right over there.
And you're just
I nearly had a panic attack. I had to walk around outside. Yeah. I got so stressed. And so I'm a terrible dancer.
Yeah.
Well, I have accepted that fact. But I like, I like dancing. And like when I, you know, if when I'm with like a girlfriend at a place, I have no problem like dancing with her. I have a great time.
Like, so I like the shoulder move you just did.
That is my entire move. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, why can I not do this? And I realized, I think the thing about dancing is that it's, like, the agony of, like, making a first move.
Yeah.
Extended for 3.5 minutes.
Well, it's also, like, you don't, like, there's the question of, like, first of all, you're verbal. You get your uh-huh. point across by, like, you're funny. Yeah. You're the things that, like, are probably what you feel most comfortable about yourself. Like your sense of humor and your wit, like that stuff. You can't really do that when you're dancing. And there's like this question of like, you say something funny. What?
Yeah.
That thing I said, that was funny. What? You know, like it's, and then you're really close. It's hard. It's difficult.
Well, it's like you, okay. So another thing that's horrifying is like a first move is like leaning in for a first kiss.
Oh yeah.
Is scary. But you have your answer right away.
Yeah.
She kisses you back.
Right.
Whereas if you dance with a girl, it's just like a lingering question for 3 minutes.
And then...
In just silence this is weird, this is weird.
I pretty much only it gets uncomfortable dance. Like, I'm thinking about, like, weddings and stuff, because that's where I do most of my dancing. Yeah. It's not usually in the basement of Home Sweet Home, but, like, But, like, I dance with my roommate a lot.
Uh-huh.
Very comfortable. We don't need to talk. If we do talk, we know exactly what we're talking about. We're on the same page. Mm-hmm. Dancing with, like, my dad or, like, whatever, you know, that's great. He's my dad. Again, we don't need to make jokes.
Uh-huh.
We're on the same page. But even with my brothers sometimes, like, if we're at a family wedding... You know, it gets, like, you're halfway through the song, and you're like, are we still doing this? Can I give you back to your wife? It's just that thing. It's like...
when it's just like a group of friends, and it's just like, it's a group of friends, guys and girls, and it's just like, all right, now this pair is dancing, and then the next song you switch off. Like, yeah. I can't do it.
Yeah,
like,
I totally understand that.
Like, the idea of, in a dark space... And, like, really loud music, walking up to a friend of yours and just, like, raising an eyebrow and then just grinding on her.
That's why girls are lucky, because we can dance with other girls and it's okay.
True.
Because that's, like, one of my favorites, is to go out with a bunch of girls and just get my freak on.
I felt the freest. We were at we went to the Austin Sketch Fest, and we ended up at the... at the after party, which was an absolute blast. Organizers of the Austin Sketch Fest, if you're listening to this, it was wonderful. It was my favorite thing ever. We got there. It was in this theater called the Cold Town Theater, which they said is basically like their UCB theater.
Yeah.
And it was like this little theater. And we go, and it was just free drinks. And there were just like 60 performers there, and it was just open bar the whole night.
That's awesome.
And we walked into I was trying to find the stage. So I was curious, and a few of us walked in the stage, and we saw a sign that just said, Austin Sketch Fest Flip Cup Tournament.
That's excellent.
And Flip Cup is my favorite drinking game in the world, because my favorite things are the things that I don't suck at. That's how they just become my favorite things. And, like, I was really shitty at, like, beer pong in school, but I was always good at Flip Cup.
Yeah.
So we ended up, like, having a and the tournament was great, and it was big, like, brackets, and that's we ended up choking in the final round.
But you got to the finals. We did. That's awesome.
It was the beige team was me, Dan Hodapp, Avery Monson, and beige adjunct Dan Klein stepping in for his girlfriend Kelly. And and we ended up losing to the Austin bartenders.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were ringers.
But
so. Yes.
But so afterwards, there was like a dance party. And after how disastrous I was at the honky tonk, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to dance and have fun.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to just like try to dance. And then at some point, the tech guy, this guy, Tim, walked up to me and pulled out one of those creepy rubber horse masks.
Yep, I know.
And just handed it to me and walked away. And I looked back at him and I'm like, why did you give this to me? And he just kind of nodded. And so I put it on and I just started dancing and I couldn't see anything.
Uh-huh.
I have never worn one of those things.
No, neither have I.
There's no, you're supposed to be looking through the nostrils, which are like 8 inches away from your face.
Yeah.
In a damp, rubber, smelly. But, like, I was like...
I love that you just put it on. You're like, yup.
Well, when a nigh stranger in a dance club just gives you a mask, nods, and walks away. You put it on.
You gotta put it on.
Yes, and.
I get it.
So I put it on, and I just started dancing. I'm like, finally, this is the freest I've ever been.
That's excellent.
No one can see the agony in my eyes.
That is fantastic. I went to a wedding recently that had
Flip cup at a wedding?
Mm-hmm. It was in a barn. There was flip cup. It was fantastic. There was a pinata. It's a great wedding.
What was the theme? Was there a theme to it, or was it just fun?
I think the couple was moving to Mexico because he's in the Foreign Service, mm-hmm. so he did like stamp. Right now, he's stamping visas in different countries. Uh-huh. So they were like, "Fuck it, let's have it be like a kind of weird Mexican wedding in a barn." Have had, like, and
quinceañera themed.
It was amazing. There were a lot of 14-year-old Mexican girls.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, now we're gonna do the questions at the end because it's an hour and 9 minutes right there, which won't actually be an hour and 9 minutes when people are listening because I'll do an intro.
Just a reminder, everyone listening, I'm super hot.
Super hot.
Liz thinks I'm a catch.
He is a catch.
Despite not being able to dance.
He wants kids and to get married.
I want kids, and also I've been married 4 times.
He believes in love. What did you have for breakfast today?
I believe
today?
In life after love. What did I have for breakfast today?
Yeah.
A candy bar on the way here.
which kind?
Hershey's cookies and cream.
Oh, that is a delightful candy
they're,
bar.
They're paying me. That was an endorsed
sponsored answer. By Hershey's cookies and cream and Swell water bottles.
My parents don't listen to it. My mom's very serious about the importance of breakfast.
Yeah. Well, I just had a fucking kale juice.
Your kale juice beats my candy bar.
I had kale juice.
Oh, I also drank a Red Bull.
I also had coffee, black coffee. Massage or facial, or have you gotten either one?
We are gabbing like gals.
Yeah, we are.
Massage or facial? I have never gotten a facial. I've never gotten a real massage.
You gotta put it on your... It's gotta be on your bucket list, okay?
No, I was giving like a friend, like a female friend a massage. I was giving my girlfriend a massage, I was giving her like a back rub and stuff. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, flip over and I'll do the front. And she's like, oh, really? Like clearly like an instigating sex thing.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I mean, obviously I was.
Like, that's the whole point.
But I realized that I know so little about massage is that the only knowledge I have of actual massages comes from porn, in which doing the front, I assume that you just actually do the front.
But apparently they do have you lay down first, and sometimes they'll use the weight of your body to massage the like your shoulders because you'll be on your back and then they'll be pushing up against you and you'll kind of be pushing down. Anyway, do you prefer roses or tulips?
What are tulips?
They're the ones that go straight up with like the boop. And then roses are, you know what roses look like.
Yeah.
Hmm. Tulips sprout in the spring.
Hmm. What about roses? Are they more summer?
I really don't know. Yeah, summer.
Let's go with roses.
Oh, very nice. What's your favorite iPhone game? Or do you have an iPhone? You have an iPhone.
I do.
Yeah. What's your favorite iPhone game?
Oh, man. Let's see. I'm flipping it open right now. I'm not flipping it. I have one of those newfangled flip iPhones. They're real cool.
The flip iPhones.
I play a lot of Drop 7.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
That's a fun one. It's where you, figure it out. I'm not going to explain.
I'll look it up.
Rayman Run. That game is awesome.
I don't know about that one either.
It's, Rayman is this, like...
Is it like the ones where you have to turn it?
No. Well, it's kind of like, okay, so Rayman is like this old a French video game character.
Sure.
And
did you have to pay for it?
Yeah, I think this was like $5 or $6. But it's so worth it. It's so basically like a couple years ago, they came out with a new Rayman game where his last few games,
Okay, let me see.
And I'm not gabbing like a gal right now.
No, you're not. You're being such a dude.
Such a dude. So basically like... they came out with this great game, Rayman Origins, or...
Oh, it's really a video game.
Yeah, look at it.
It's
awesome.
It's very video gamey.
The animation is... the new game was 2D again, and the animation was so great. And it's also a great multiplayer game for, like, you and your roommate. If you play video games together.
Well, I really... My favorite video game, because I've only had the Wii. I never had any video games before that. So I really like Zelda. totally, I understand. Like, I get it. And then I really like Guitar Hero because it's, I have rhythm. Like, I was a musician, so I can, like, easily get the beats. Do you know what I mean? Favorite season?
Favorite fall.
Me too.
I was just having this
conversation. That's everyone. Yeah. Everyone has been fall.
I was just, everyone I talked to says spring.
Fucking spring is the worst. It doesn't exist. No,
summer is, well, that is not spring's fall. That's our fault. Summer is my least
favorite. Let's talk about global.
This is just me being miserable for 2.5 months.
Yeah, I sweat through my, like, pants all the time. It's disgusting.
I hate it. I was just having this conversation, I think yesterday. I want it, because someone was like, we both hate summer, and they were like, it should always be spring. I'm like, fuck that. No. I want it to always look like it's a week away from Halloween.
I want it to, I like those, the thing I like about fall, I've probably said this because it's a question that I ask everybody, but I like that during the fall, it's like you have the cool air, and then once in a while, you get a surprise warm day.
Yeah.
Whereas the spring, it's like, it's warm. Shit, it's rainy and terrible. Like,
I think first off, I hate the extreme heat. I want it to always be hoodie weather.
So you should go to you should live in San Francisco.
Yes. But I love sweater weather. I love the colors.
I do too.
There's something about the leaves. It makes me, no matter where I am, like, the colored leaves makes me think I'm like, back in, like, the suburbs somewhere in New Jersey. And Halloween is my favorite holiday by far. So.
Yeah, it's a good holiday. Okay. When you make a big thing of pasta, do you eat it in a bowl or on a plate? This is one of my best questions ever.
Oh, jeez. I guess I put it in kind of like a salad bowl midway.
Yeah.
That's an exciting question.
If you set an alarm, how many snoozes do you let go off before you...
Zero.
You just get up?
I feel very strongly about this.
I think that's awesome. Snoozes, I just have a really hard time. Snoozes are
the dumbest fucking... Well, it's hard for me to wake up.
Did you watch the YouTube video? There's a YouTube video about how snoozes are terrible for you.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I just think it's fucking stupid. If you can sleep for 5 more minutes, just set your fucking alarm for 5 more minutes. What fun are you getting out of that 5 minutes of lying there?
Yeah.
You would get so much more actually sleeping. I hate soothing.
It's true. And
that's the most passionate I've gotten this whole time.
I think that's great. And what do you think is the best form or your favorite form of social media?
Oh, gosh. Jeez. I like Tumblr a lot.
Yeah.
Because
I like your Tumblr.
Thank you.
Your Tumblr's really fun and interesting, and I don't know, I really like
it. I feel like sometimes I come across as an asshole on it.
You don't. Not even a little. I like your Tumblr. So you can, do you want to pimp your Tumblr on this?
Oh, God, it's uninteresting. All right, yeah, sure, let's see. It's johnbershad.tumblr.com.
Yep, and...
My Twitter handle's johnbershad.
There you go.
I recently changed my Instagram to match my Twitter.
There it is. There's all his shit.
It's all just my name.
You can go see Beige on Maud Night.
Yeah.
You can see Apollo on Lloyd Night.
God, that's going to be so depressing if this comes out in 5 weeks and Beige isn't a thing anymore. I mean, it's going to be depressing more so, but this will be like a funeral monument.
Let's just send out really good
Send out
vibes.
Really good vibes. Really good vibes
to Beige.
It's so funny. The last podcast I was doing, I was pitching a spank, and I was like, this podcast is going to be so depressing if the spank fails.
Did the spank fail? Did the spank go? What spank was it?
It was a great show called, it was a talk show that I did, that I hosted with Nicole Pasquale, that Matt Denny directed.
Oh, yeah,
directed.
Yeah. I actually remember you talking to Nicole and, like, Keisha or somebody.
Sashir was in the first, was in the...
All black people look the same to me.
They're not group called all doppelgangers. I'll save you.
I'll just be racist.
No.
And the funny thing, I knew it was Sashir as soon as I said it. No.
Let's
edit this No, we're not going to. Hopefully people won't get to the end of this.
No, I was super boring throughout, so it's no problem. I think you're safe.
All right. Well, I love people of all races. Mm-hmm. You know, that's great. Super uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
Luckily, John is wearing the entire KKK outfit, so I don't feel so...
I'm the Grand Dragon. Are they Grand Wizard? Grand Dragon?
I'm not going to pretend like I know.
Liz, absolutely. Liz just pulled out a brochure from her pocket.
Okay, I really have to pee, so I'm ending this podcast. Bye!
You mean your friend really has to pee.
Fuck you. Say goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Okay, and the zombie movie is named...
we're recording this 5 minutes later, right before I walked out the door. This is what the zombie movie is called, 8 Nights Later.
The Jewish zombie movie.
Boom.
The new music is Graduation Day, thanks to Head Automatica.